بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, one of the most important things to remember and to avoid is minimalist thinking with regard to the deen. Now, the point to understand is this, that shaitan has many ways of deceiving us, many ways of leading us astray, many ways of ensuring that we are in trouble with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, some of the obvious ways is, of course, to make us, try to make us do shirk or kufr. Alhamdulillah, we don't do that. Right, we people who believe, who are good Muslims, who have the right aqidah, they will not commit shirk and kufr. They know what is shirk, they know what is kufr, and they will not go near that. The second way that shaitan does, where he likes to, which he tries, is by, not by shirk and kufr, but by making us do something which is haram. Something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited, whether it is eating and drinking haram, whether it is earning haram, whether it is spending haram, but something which Allah has prohibited, shaitan will try to make us do that. So we get into trouble with regard to that. Then of course, alhamdulillah, there are those of us, may Allah protect us from ourselves, may Allah enable us to do that which pleases Him. There are those who don't fall into that either, because they know enough not to deliberately commit haram. I'm not talking about mistakes. Somebody does something by mistake, inshallah, they make istighfar and tawbah. But something which is, we know it is wrong, we still do it. That's haram. Then what shaitan does is, since he cannot make you do shirk and kufr, and since he cannot make you do haram, shaitan then tries to reduce the reward for the good deed that you do. So you are doing a good deed, and for this good deed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us different levels of reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like I mentioned yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah said, we have created a death and life in order to test you, to see which of you will do the best deed. So the question here is not to say who will do halal, who will do haram. The question here is not to say who will do good, who will do evil. The question here is to say, between two good deeds, who does the best of them? Or in the same good deed, who does it in a way which is better than another way? Now, for example, salah is good. Alhamdulillah, it's a good thing to pray. It's a fard. Somebody who deliberately leaves salah has committed kufr. But in the salah, the one who prays it at the early time is better than the one who prays it, who delays the prayer and who prays it later because it is for his own convenience, right? So obviously, I mean, why else does anybody delay the salah? For their own convenience. So they are placing their convenience over and above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hukum, over above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order. So now, even though he will still get the reward for salah, if the person is doing salah, as long as they are praying, they will get reward. But between two people, one who prays early and one who prays late, who gets more reward? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this quite clearly. He said the best time to pray salah, the afdal time, is to pray it at its earliest time. Why is that? Because praying at the earliest time indicates an attitude of shauq, indicates an attitude of desire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Musa alayhi salam was called to the mountain, he went running. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, why did you come early? Why were you running? وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَىٰ. Right? وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَىٰ. He said, oh Allah, I came running towards you so that you will be pleased. Now the issue is, what is our attitude towards Islam, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards our deen?
Now, what Shaitan does is he says, okay, so pray. Well, it's okay, you know, you still have time, right? You still have time. You still have another 2 hours. You still have another 1 hour. So you don't have to pray right now. Pray a little bit later. Doesn't matter. Now you're watching this game. Now you're doing this. Now you're sleeping a little bit. Sleep a little bit more, right? And if he can't, if he can make you sleep and miss the salah altogether, very good. If you can't do that, then he will say, all right, no, no, yeah, now you pray. It's okay. Still time for praying. Delaying the salah is an attitude of arrogance towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deliberately delaying salah. I'm not talking about somebody whose salah gets delayed because they are in a legitimate activity. There's a surgeon who's doing surgery, or there is somebody, for example, if you're stuck in a traffic jam and you are unable to get out of the car, or you're unable to stop anywhere, even there you are permitted to pray while driving. But the point is that something like this, which is genuine, but somebody who is just lazy, who just wants to sleep longer, or who is watching some game, or who's in a meeting or something, and he can't take 5 minutes out to pray. I remember many years ago, I went to a place, and there was this convenience store across the street from a masjid, and the convenience store guy was a Muslim. So I said to him, I was buying something from there, so I was chatting with him. So I said to him, isn't it nice that you are right across the street from the masjid? I said, I'm sure you must be getting all the 5 prayers by Jama'ah. He said, no, I have no time to go there. I was shocked. I said, you are across the street from the masjid, and I'm not talking about some highway that he has to take an exit to. I mean, this is right across the street, small town. I said, you are across the street from the masjid, literally stone's throw away, and you mean you don't pray in the masjid? He said, no, I have no time. So I said, what do you do if you have to go to the toilet? Now, I spontaneously asked him a question and spontaneously he answered. I said, what do you do if you need to go to the toilet? He said, I put a sign on the door, back shortly, and I go to the toilet. So I said, you are telling me that going to the masjid is less important for you than going to the toilet. And then you expect Allah's forgiveness, you expect barakah in your life, you expect Islam to save you from the fire, you expect this and you expect your dua to be accepted. I said, does it make sense? I mean, he was shocked, and quite rightly so. But my point is that in some way, there are many of us who are doing the same thing. We may not be doing it exactly the way that this guy was doing. But in some way, we are saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by our actions, bazabane hal, that, Ya Allah, you are not as important for me as whatever else it is. I really request you, my brothers and sisters, think about this. Think about this attitude of minimalist thinking with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See how we treat our charity, for example, right? Sure, giving 1 cent in the path of Allah, inshallah, will get you a reward. Giving your spare cash will get you a reward. Giving something which is just lying around somewhere will give you a reward. Even giving your old clothes and whatnot to somebody who needs them will get you a reward. As I told you, we are not talking here about reward and no reward. We are talking about the best reward. Because this is our attitude in life. In life, you are not satisfied by getting old clothes from somebody, right? Do you do that? Do you take old clothes from somebody? No, you go buy your new clothes. You don't want to take, or even from your own siblings, you don't want to take somebody's hand-me-downs. You want your own, and you want new ones, and you want the best brands, and you will buy them from the best stores, right? I won't be found dead in Walmart, for example, right? People say, oh, I don't shop in Walmart. I'm not a Walmart guy. I shop only in Macy's, or I shop only in something else. Macy's shut down, for example. I mean, incidentally. The point I'm saying is that we choose the best for ourselves. But for the sake of the deen, it is our, within quotes, what we think we can spare. Yeah? A rude word for that is garbage. I won't use that word. But I'm saying to you that literally, something that I don't need. If you don't need something, what do you call it? The point I'm saying here is that if you are going to treat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen in this way, that I will do and I will give only what I don't need, I will do the minimum, then believe me, Rasulullah said this, and Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqah radhiyallahu anha reported. Rasulullah said, do not hold back, do not become stingy when you are spending in the path of Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will hold back when He gives you. Now think about that. If selfishness is the only thing that motivates you, Then let me appeal to your selfishness and say that if you want from Allah, then give to Allah. And remember that you are not giving anything to Allah. Allah owns it anyway. It's just a matter of you making those priorities. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a sense to do that which is beneficial for us and to save us from that which harms us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.